brand new year. Hallelujah. And now, Father, as I proceed with your word, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will have ears to hear, will have a receiving heart today, that their lives will be changed because of your word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I thank you, Father God, for faith growing stronger as your people hear and receive your word today. Father, we'll give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to minister to you a little bit today about going forward. Last week, I ministered to you concerning not looking back. Now, you have to understand that when I say don't look back, I'm not talking about not looking back at the wonderful things that God has done in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
It's okay to remember our victories. Hallelujah. It's good to remember when God healed us or God answered a prayer. You still here? Oh, that's good. And let me tell you something. That will build your faith. That will build your faith. But last week, what I was talking about, forgetting those things that are behind, as the Apostle Paul said, those things that weighted you down, the hurts, the disappointments, the discouragements, forget that stuff. Leave it in the past. Leave that stuff in the past. Anything that was all you and none of God, leave it in the past. Leave that in the past. But don't forget your victories. Are you listening to me? Don't forget your victories. And speaking of not forgetting your victories, I want to share with you, before we move on, something that just blessed my socks off. Hallelujah. And I'm so blessed. I got a pair of socks on. I have to check later, see if they're still there. Hallelujah. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Hallelujah. Many of you know this story of David and Goliath. Goliath the giant. Goliath was a bad dude. And folks were afraid of him. Now, here's the thing, and I'm going to read to you in just a moment. Some of you may have entered into 2022 with something ahead of you, with some giants ahead of you that you know you're going to have to slay. Or during the course of this year, you may be encountered with a challenge that's bigger than you are. And you need to know what to do when that happens. Amen? Amen. Yeah, you need to know what to do. And, you know, this giant, Goliath, was threatening Israel. And Israel's army and even the king was afraid. Aren't you glad the Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear? But what he did give us was power, love, and a sound mind. That's what he's given us. Fear will make you kill yourself. And I'm not necessarily talking about suicide, although that it happens sometimes. But sometimes folks are running so hard and running so fast, they don't look where they're going. And they run right into trouble only because they're running in fear or because of fear. I want to tell you something. God wants us to face our giants, but he also wants us to know that we will not face them alone. We will not face them alone. 2022 will come with its challenges because there's still a devil out there. He hadn't been thrown in the pit yet. And he's still trying to cause problems. But we'll never have to face any giant by ourselves. But I like David's approach. Young David, I like his approach. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, let me turn to the right page here. You know, Saul tried to get David, tried to talk him out of facing this giant, even offered him his armor. And that's a whole nother message right there. I'm not going to preach it, but I will say this much about it. Listen to me, and preachers especially fall into this rut, but normal people do too. You cannot walk in another man's gift, but you can walk in the gift that God's given you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. You can't be anybody else, but you can be who God made you to be. And you can be effective. Hallelujah. So Saul's armor did not fit David. And I'm here to tell you now, if he'd gone out in Saul's armor, the giant would have smashed him. He'd have killed him. But David knew who he was. He knew what God had given him. And he was confident in his God. You still here? Glory to God. So now, let's take a look at this. I'll just pick it up at verse 22. Excuse me, verse 32. And you go back and read the whole chapter when you get a chance, not right now, but during your study time. Verse 32, then David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him, this giant he's talking about. Listen what the boy said. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. How many of you know David was a man of faith? And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth. Now, I told you there are some things in the past we need to remember. You still with me? So, but David said to Saul, now he's remembering back now, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, listen at this boy talking, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear. And listen to what he says. And this uncircumcised Philistine. Now David is talking covenant now. Amen. In other words, David was saying, look, I'm a circumcised man. I have a covenant with God. And this Philistine, he may be a man of war from his youth, but he's an uncircumcised Philistine, which David was saying, he does not have a covenant with God. Can I help you with something? You and I right now have a covenant with God. Matter of fact, the Bible says that we have a better covenant that's established upon better promises. You're still here? And when you know your covenant, you can stand up in faith and say, I will not put up with this. I will not give in to this. Because I'm a man or I'm a woman of covenant. So let me read verse 36 again. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me. You hear how he's saying it, don't you? He's talking covenant right now. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion. Remember, he's remembering. He's remembering what God has done for him. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. Let me tell you something. Going forward, whatever you face, whatever challenge you have, first of all, remember your covenant. If you're sick, Remember that Jesus himself took your infirmities and bore your sicknesses. Remember that by his stripes you were healed. Hallelujah. Remember that the word of God says that there shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. Remember that he gives his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Remember that my God shall supply all of my needs, not some of them, all of my needs, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Remember what I said earlier, that he has not given me the spirit of fear. But confess what he has given you, which is power, love, and a sound mind. See, I'm so glad David was the type of man that he was. Now, he was not a perfect man. We all know that if you read about his life, you know he made some pretty terrible mistakes and some bad decisions. But David would not allow, not even the king, to change his mind concerning his covenant with God. But sometimes we open up our ears and give attention to the wrong people. And sometimes we do that because we become impressed because of who they are or what position they hold or maybe their educational level. Can I help you with something else? There are some very, 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 very educated people have the highest degrees, some of them. But when it comes to spiritual things, they are absolutely dumb. They smart people, but they can only talk to you on the natural, carnal level. They can't help you with spiritual things. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some well-educated people that walk with God. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. They walk with God, and they know God. But my point is, sometimes we get impressed by education, by position, office someone whole or whatever, and they can talk us right out of our faith in God. Yeah. And that's what Saul was trying to do to David. You just a kid, man. This man is a warrior from his youth. Are you crazy? You think you can defeat this giant? But David did what he had to do a number of times. He testified, he remembered what God had done for him. And then he was testifying to Saul what God has done. But not only that, David was encouraging his own self. Because when he went out to face this giant, he went out knowing that his God was with him. And just like he delivered him from the lion, he delivered him from the bear, this man was no different. Because God is not impressed by size or by fur. Amen. And so David said, God's been with me when I faced the bear. God's been with me when I faced the lion. And in the name of the God of Israel, I'm taking him down. And he did, didn't he? Hallelujah. So it's okay to remember how God has worked in your life and how he has the things that he has done for you, how he's healed you, delivered you, opened doors for you. Amen. Let's never forget those things. Glory to God. You still here? Thank you, Jesus. But what we got to do, folks, and I touched on this Friday, we've got to make up our minds that we're going to walk in the Spirit. There's two very important points I want to make here. Write them down, although you know them already, but just write them down as a reminder. You know this. We must walk by the Word of God. Don't ever get away from the Word of God. Don't ever move away from the Word of God. Stay with what the Bible says. Stay with what the Bible says. And then the second thing is be led by the Spirit of God. When we walk in the Word and when we're led by the Spirit of God, do you know it covers everything? It covers the things that the Bible may not speak about specifically, but the Spirit of God will lead you. And I want to tell you, and it's been this way in the past, but I believe it's going to be this way even this year. You know, there's going to be some confusing things come down the pipe, and folks are not going to know what to do. Yeah, I can tell you some things happening right now that, you know, got some folks confused, and fear want to come in. But I'm here to tell you, if you stay with the Word of God, and if you stay sensitive to the Spirit of God, and learn to hear him, and learn to recognize his unction and his leadership, God will lead you safely through the maze of life. And you won't get lost. You won't lose your way. Are you ready for this? God's calling all of us to help others find their way. You ever wonder why God raised this church up? We'll be going 36 years this year. June of this year will be 36 years. You think he raised us up so that we can all come together on Sundays, Wednesdays, whatever, and so that we can look at one another and smile, or you can sit back there and look at me and we all go home? No, there's a purpose for us, folks. There's a purpose for us. And my job is to equip you to do the work of the ministry, because I am telling you that there are hurting people out there that need to hear from you. They need, listen to me, they need to hear from you. There are some folks out there that's lost in the maze. Anybody ever gone through a coin maze? Anybody? If you've gone through a coin maze, I never have been interested in that myself. You know, let me see your hands again. How many of you made it out without somebody having to help you? You did okay? And some of you didn't? That's the way life can be. It can have you not knowing which way to go. That's the reason Jesus said, I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost. And he's going to teach you. And he, listen to what he said, and he's going to show you things to come. Matter of fact, let's go over there, because I want you to underline it in your Bible if you haven't already. Hallelujah. John chapter 16. John chapter 16. Glory to God. John chapter 16. Verse 12. Jesus says, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will do what? You see it? He will guide you into some truth, half truth, all truth. Glory to God. He will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you what? Things to come. He'll tell you things to come. My job as pastor is to help raise up a spiritual church, folk that are sensitive to God. I'm not talking about folks just walking around trying to look spiritual and squinting. You ever seen folk do that? You know, they squint because they're trying to look spiritual. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm not talking about trying to act spiritual. I'm talking about being spiritual. Hallelujah. Hearing from God, whether you're in church or at your house. When God called me into full-time ministry, or separated me for the ministry from my secular job, I was sitting at my desk. Wasn't feeling spiritual, but I was sitting at my desk. Had some paperwork in front of me. Spirit of the Lord spoke up. I remember, the month of November. He said, tell your supervisor that you'll be resigning at the end of the year, which would be December 31st. I knew it was God. But I wasn't feeling spiritual. I wasn't squinting. I was doing my job. And God spoke up around the inside and said, tell him. And I did. My fellow employees, when they found out about it, they thought I was one crazy man. Because we had as many children then as we do now. Four. And they were all at home. Had to be fed. And I'm pastoring a very, very, very small church in a little small building. See, folks, let me tell you something. When people learn to hear God, oh my. When you learn to hear God, you will always come out on top. You will always be victorious. If you will follow his leadership. Have the past 35 years been easy? Absolutely not. Not all of it, but I'm going to tell you, it's been a joy. Yeah, it is a joy to serve the Lord, because I know I'm where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Glory be to God. They told me when I was in the Air Force, I told one of my sergeants that God spoke to my heart, I need to get out of the Air Force. He had something else for me to do. He told me, you're going to starve. And I, every other day, I'd see him, he'd look at me and smile and giggle. You know what he would do? I don't have anything, but this is what he'd look at me and smile, and this is what he would do. And then he'd look at me. You know what he was telling me? The only job you're going to get out there is sweeping the floor or mopping. He said, you better stay in service, man. You got it good. But I knew what God had said. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not against mopping. There's not a thing wrong with mopping. Somebody got to mop. Let me say that again. Somebody's got to mop. Somebody's got to sweep. Somebody's got to vacuum. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And I'm not above it. I'm not above it. I'll tell you this much, though. I've never had to sweep for a living. I've never had to mop for a living. Now, I had to clean my work area when I worked for the Pepsi-Cola company. I had to help keep that clean. And, you know, that was where I worked, so I had to keep that clean. But my main job was help making Pepsi-Colas, canning Pepsi-Colas. After that, God gave me an office job. I sat at my desk. Well, what am I saying? When you follow God, that's what it boils down to, being full of the Word of God and following the Spirit of God. And that's what we need to do this year. You hear me? Because there are folks going to be yelling and screaming, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. This is going to happen, that's going to happen. You better stay focused. You better stay in the Word of God. You better stay sensitive to the Spirit of God. Because I'm here to tell you, God will let you in on some things. If you stay sensitive to the Spirit of God. Is this meaning making any sense to anybody in here? Brothers and sisters, I'm trying to help you. We are living in some awkward times right now. Glory to God. So anyway, two times I've been told when I'm going to leave something, I've been told you're going to fail. You're not going to make it. But they didn't consider God. They were just looking at James. And if I had to do everything on my own, yes, I might have would have failed. But God, when you follow God, you won't fall. You hear me? Now, if you want to do your own thing, hey, you may fall. You may stumble if you want to do your own thing. That's the reason I said we must, this year and every year thereafter, we must make a decision that we're going to be a spiritual church that stays connected to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5. I'm getting ready here shortly to let you go. Ephesians 5th chapter. We don't look back at the weights, the hindrances and so forth, but we do remember the good things that God has done in our lives. And I want to say this, and this is important too. Make plans for tomorrow, but don't forget to work today. Say that again. Make plans for tomorrow, but remember, we must work today. Tomorrow is Monday. Correct? But 24 hours from now, tomorrow will be today. Make plans for your future, but don't get so far in the future that you do not work today. Because what you do today helps to build your future. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, I'll begin reading at verse 15. It says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, before I read any further, let me make a point here. This letter was written by the Apostle Paul under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, but it was written to a church, the church at Ephesus, okay? It was written, so in other words, my point is, it was written to believers, right? So then, the Word of God says then that we are to walk circumspectly, not as fools. So that tells me then that believers can actually act like fools. But God says, be wise. And listen to what it says next. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but what? Understanding what the will of the Lord is. Let's go one more verse. And do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation. I guess I'm saying that right. Dissipation. Somebody.
Dissipation.
Huh? Dissipation. Thank you. Amen. I give you an A. Glory to God. But what? What? Isn't that what I just told you?
Amen.
Don't be fools, but be wise. Don't walk as fools, but walk as the wise. And don't get caught up in worldly things, but stay filled with the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. And while we're here, let me read another verse to you. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 21. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. Word of life, let me tell you something. Whatever we do as a church, let's make sure that we stay united. Because united we stand, divided we fall. Let's remain. helping one another. And refuse to participate in anything that causes division. That's what God wants. I said, that's what God wants. Amen. So when someone come whispering in your ear, did you hear about what she did, what he did, what they, don't get caught up in that stuff. We're told to encourage one another and to love one another. I want to read from another version here. I'm just about to quit. Come on, Terry. It says, so be very careful how you live, not being like those with no understanding, but live honorably with true wisdom. For we are living in evil times. Listen to this very carefully. Take full advantage of every day as you spend your life for his purposes. And don't live foolishly, for then you will have discernment to fully understand God's will. Let me read that verse 17 to you again. And don't live foolishly, for then you will have discernment to fully understand God's will. Let me tell you, this stuff out here is just a distraction. I'm getting ready to close, but let me say this. You ever made this statement, don't respond or don't raise your hand, do anything. I'm having problems hearing from God. Why can't I hear God? What does God want me to do? My question is, what are your distractions? Are there any, what are you giving your attention to that would keep you from hearing from God? Amen. I always want the line clear between God and me. And like I told you on Friday night, one of the best ways to do that is to pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And by Spirit, I mean other tongues. Glory be to God. Is a year of victory. Anybody in agreement with that? Amen. Let me say it again. 2022 is a year of victory. There'll probably be some challenges, but it is a year of victory. So get ready to win. I say, get ready to win. Be like David. David knew he was going to win this thing. He didn't face this giant hoping he was going to defeat him. He took him out. Separated his head from his body. Took him out. That's just like the devil, isn't it? Take him out. And how do you do that? By standing on God's word. By keeping God's word in your mouth and by flowing with his Spirit and loving one another. And rather than hurting one another, talking about one another, let's pray for one another. You hear me? Let's pray for one another. Amen. Well, he just get on my nerves. She get on my nerves. That's a good time to pray. That's a good time to pray. I said, that's a good time to pray. I said, that's a good time to pray. I don't want you to tune me out on that. That's a good time to pray. But you don't understand how much they get on my nerve. That's a good time to pray. That's a good time to ask God, God, is there anything I can do for them? Can I give them something? Can I bless them in some way? Hallelujah. Y'all still here? Amen. Y'all excited about this year? Amen. Let's win. Amen. Let's bring glory to God. Amen. 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 Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you. And Father, we are winners. Amen.